for this type of use in platted residential subdivisions of single-family homes. Once these come into a neighborhood, they grow like a cancer because no one can stand to live next to one, and slowly the adjoining properties are no longer sellable as residential and have to convert to rentals too. It is the responsibility of planning and zoning to delineate and separate residential from commercial. Granting a permit for nightly rentals in the middle of single-family residential neighborhoods is breaking that responsibility. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll stay on this side next that's signed up.
My name's Tom Wilkoe. I live at 331 Lemonwood. You know, I just want to say that Oakmont is a residential community. Nightly rentals is incompatible with the residential community. We heard that they had 25 rentals in Oakmont. You can go on the internet sites and look at the rentals in Oakmont. There is no more than 10 of them. What they're talking about is the ones down in Paradise Point, which are part of a condo community that is different than what we're talking about here. We're talking about family residential communities, and we want to keep our residential communities. People have invested in the residential communities, and they don't want to live next to a commercial business, a nightly rental. We don't want our property values devaluated, and we just thank you for letting us speak, and we just hope that you uphold our values and keep our residential community.
Thank you.
Good evening. My name is Dick Heider. I live on Lemonwood Lane and also on property in Oakwood or Oakmont. One of the purposes, as all of you know, of the guidance code is to conserve and protect property and building values. And I don't believe that purpose is achieved when commercial development, which a nightly rental is allowed to exist within a residential area. In a residential area's character is changed when you have a nightly rental home. The single family homes are reduced in value. The introduction of traffic and noise is bound to occur when you have renters coming into the area. It just changes and is no longer a residential area. You do not have that connection with the people who are there from time to time. And as has already been stated, the neighborhoods tend to add those kind of properties. It's no longer a true residential neighborhood. The vacation rental by owner and the Airbnb programs have made it very easy for commercial rentals, and they've also made it very anonymous. Who shows up, you don't know. You don't have that intimate contact before the people are there. They just sign up and show up having paid their money. I think the commission should focus really on the effect of authorizing a nightly rental in a residential neighborhood rather than on whether the technical requirements of the guidance code have been met. We certainly want to meet them, but I think the overarching approach should a nightly rental be authorized in primarily a residential neighborhood. I think these folks have sort of jumped the gun, because if I'm reading vacation rentals by owner correctly, they already have this property rented. They have rental dates at least blocked off according to that site, beginning next week, June 20th, the 4th of July weekend, and later in July. I am not sure that their vegetation plan will meet the requirements of the code, which is very specific. I don't believe they submitted a parking plan that's other than we can put 6 cars in the driveway. I don't think that meets the parking requirements. You want the ability to move cars in and out without having to park them on the streets and impede the flow of traffic. So I think the commission should, as I said, consider the effect of authorizing a single-family, a Nike rental in a primarily a single-family community. Thank you.
Thank you. Next on this side.
I guess start out, I'm again it.
Your name, sir?
My name is Roger Braden. I'm an Oakmont member. And I think when you see four garbage cans in front of the house, you got a problem. And, you know, people are there to party all weekend and disturb the neighbors. And that's not a pleasant thing to go through. And the rocky soil that is in our part of the world is not compatible with a lot of sewage going into it. And when you start putting 12 people in a house that was built for four or six people, you got a problem with sewage. And if you're close to the lake, you're going to end up with it in the lake, and then we're going to have a problem with the Corps of Engineers. And all of these people, I think, bought their house in a residential area, and it should stay that way. That's my piece.
Right. Thank you. Next, is there anyone over on this side? No?
Yeah, there's back row back there.
Yeah, so we'll move over on this section. Yep.
First off, I want to thank the committee for the opportunity for me to speak. My name is Junior Crafton. I live at 307 Boston Drive. Now, if you bring up the map here, if you bring it down just a little bit. This is my property here. I also own this lot here. Until just a few months ago, or 6 months ago, I did own these lots here. I sold these lots to my son, and it doesn't show on here, but he has a brand new home built in this area right here. Between me, here's the proposed site right here. Here's the Davis's house. Here's mine. These three houses right here are all on the same well together. We all share a well. Now, before you ask, is there any kind of, as far as I know, there's no kind of legal documentation. But we've had a problem with our well in the past where it was contaminated. So a few years ago, prior owners, we all got together and we paid for a filtration system. In my opinion, one of the reasons it caused that, when I bought the house 12 years ago, it was a brand new house. So I was the first one to live in it. That was the newest one of the three there. About 4 years later, I had my septic tank pumped, and I asked my neighbors, being the nice neighbor, to save them money if they wanted to have theirs pumped also. They wasn't even aware you had to do that. One of them wasn't even aware of where his septic tank was. They had to look and look and look. So that would be one of the concerns that I would have would be the septic system. Sharing a well, we've had, even though we have filtration system, the pressure on our well is not the best. And if you start adding, you know, 10, 12 people on there, it's going to cause a problem with my well and affect my family. When I purchased the home in this area 12 years ago, it was because of its location and its quiet, peaceful area. It is located on a cul-de-sac, if you notice. Right here, there is no, every one of these houses that you see on here are all private residents. Now, you ask about the nightly rentals, there is none. On Boston Drive, there is none. On Ranch View, all the way around, even up in here. So, this would be totally new to our neighborhood. Since purchasing my home, I have retired, and my home is paid for. I'm very proud of that. My youngest son, as I said, has built a home behind mine on Coach Road. Therefore, I have no intention of moving. The families that currently live on Boston Drive and Ranch View are a mixture of retirees, middle-aged, and young families. All of us enjoy peaceful, family-oriented lifestyle in this neighborhood. If this proposal would be approved, it would drastically change that peaceful atmosphere we currently enjoy. This home is set up for a party-type atmosphere. They have converted the garage into a game room with pool tables and numerous other games. It also has a bar. On the back deck is a hot tub, and in the front yard is a fire pit. This is set up for multiple people at this home. The owners will have no control on the type of people and the number that would rent this place. The area has plenty of opportunities for nightly rental already. Big Cedar is located at the bottom of the hill. Branson Cedars is just across 86 Highway from us. The Wilderness Club and the Cliffs at Long Creek are all just a stone's throw away from our neighborhood. If this is approved, it would open the door to anyone on our street to open a nightly rental. I would hope that the committee would not approve this request and disrupt our peaceful neighborhood. Thank you very much for your opportunity for letting me speak.
Thank you. Next.
Evening. Like Junior, I want to thank you for giving us the opportunity to talk about the situation. My name is Gary Haupt. I'm a neighbor. I got notice. I'm about 700 feet as a crow flies. Yeah, that's where I'm at. 635 Ranch View Road. My wife and I built that house. It's been 9 years ago. And like Junior was saying, it was a very attractive place for us to retire to. I was still employed when we built the house, but now I'm retired. So I've got four lots that my house is on, plus three additional lots. So I've got quite an investment there. First and foremost, I think, you know, when I look at these provisions, it talks about the compatibility with a community. As Junior said, and as I heard earlier, there are no nightly rentals in this subdivision whatsoever. When we use the term in the neighborhood, in our neighborhood, and that's what we are, we have a very close-knit community right there in our neighborhood with neighbors that help out each other. I've had a lot of personal issues here lately, and they were there for me. We have that kind of relationship, and I value that. Part of this relationship that we have, a few years ago, I petitioned the county with the assistance of all my neighbors to take over the road. So it was maintained by Oakmont before. As a result of that petition process, the county agreed to take it over because there's quite a bit of development there. So they've converted it from a gravel road, which was real dusty and obnoxious to all the residents, to, it's not paved, but it's chip and seal. Well, that's wonderful. And as vested owners of property and neighbors, we are considerate of each other and don't have a high rate of speed back and forth up and down that road. There's only one way in and out, and there's 12 homes who are directly affected. I'm on Ranch View, which is just an offshoot from Boston, but I certainly take Boston routinely to get out on Devil's Pool Road. My concern is nightly rentals, they're not going to have that same vested interest in operating at a safe speed. To me, that's a safety consideration that's significant. I think there's seven or eight children overall that I could count that potentially would be at risk, as well as numerous pets. I have a dog myself I take on a daily walk. So to me, that's a safety issue. And that is, you know, that's some of the points that was brought up before, the adjacent properties and how it affects the comfort and general welfare of that specific community. And I think it will. It would be the only nightly rental. It was brought up about that house is for sale and nobody seems to know what the status of it is. My impression is, and I don't have proof of this, that it was just recently sold to a couple who's coming from Wisconsin. I don't know if they're retirees, and yet they don't even have a chance to be here if in fact it has sold. Now Andrea Bruck, the dentist, has been trying to sell it for a while. It's a valuable piece of property with a very nice brick home. it's going to negatively affect their property value, and they don't even have an opportunity, if they have purchased that, to talk about this or to